The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Erik Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the Tampa Bay Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning, here's Erik.
Welcome in to the LightningInsider.com podcast, the post-game thought edition. Erik Erlandson here from LightningInsider.com. As always, with some thoughts and whatever else happens to pop into my mind. After Tampa Bay's 6-1 victory against the Anaheim Ducks, and first of all, apologize for nothing after the Vegas game on Saturday. Sometimes the late nights just are too much for me to hold up and put something together on those late nights. So apologize for that. Not the best of games, not the worst of games for Tampa Bay. First period put them in a hole that they just could not climb out of, no matter how much they tried and how much they had possession of the puck and everything else in that game in Vegas. So they ended up that road trip 2-1-1. Pick up 5 out of 8 points. And I want to make this point about that statement I just made. I had somebody tell me, or you throw in my mentions, and I know I bring this up quite a bit, but this is what irritates me sometimes about the debauchery that can happen on Twitter. I had somebody tell me that the Lightning turned a good road trip into a failure because they lost that game in Vegas. I don't know about you, but they picked up 5 of 8 points. Percentage-wise, that's 62.5% of the available points the Lightning came home with. You pick up 62.5% of the available points throughout the course of a regular season, you're a playoff team without even blinking. So, again, I know I kind of went on a little bit of a soapbox a couple weeks ago on that subject matter, and again, that to see that stuff, I just kind of shake my head sometimes, and I wonder, you know, why you would think that in that situation. And, you know, not everything is judged on a game-to-game basis. It's you have to kind of look at things in a bigger picture situation and make your judgments from there. If you win 6 out of every 10 games, you feel pretty good about yourself. If you win the first 6 and lose the last 4, it doesn't change the points you got. It changes your perception of how things, but it doesn't change the facts. And that was one that kind of had me scratching my head a little bit on Saturday. But they put that behind them, and they came out, and I'm going to tell you, there are challenges in a game like this, like big challenges in a game like this. First and foremost, you've heard me say this before if you've listened to anything I've ever said over the past number of years, anything I've written over the years, whether it was with my time with the Tribune for 16 years covering the team, or for the past 6 years, 6+ years at LightningInsider.com. The first game back from a long road trip, they're tough. They're tough games. No matter the situation, no matter the opponent, they can be difficult games. And the Lightning had 4 games in 9 days. Flew back after the game against Vegas, landed at 6:30 a.m. Eastern time. If any of you have ever taken a red eye back from the West Coast, from the Pacific time zone, you understand the challenge trying to get your body clock back in rhythm after that type of a situation. It's not easy. So, you know, Sunday is a reset day, and they actually took the day off on Monday, late cancellation of practice to kind of give the players rest, because rest is a weapon, and that's something that I'll have up on the website here in the next little bit in regards to the grueling schedule that they have coming up over the next month and the challenges that come with that. So you have that first game back. You've been off for 2 days. You don't get back on the ice until the morning skate. Okay, that's a challenge in and of itself. Now, you're facing an Anaheim team that is bad. That is a bad hockey team. They got good, so they got some good skilled players, but they are a bad hockey team. And, you know, they'd lost, what, 5 in a row coming in. They gave Florida all they could handle Monday afternoon. It was a President's Day game down in Sunrise. The Ducks had a 2-0 lead. Couldn't hold that. Then went ahead 3-2 with about 7 minutes to go. Couldn't hold that. Ended up losing the game in overtime to the Panthers. So, yes, the Ducks did play the day before. Not the night before, the day before. So a few hours extra rest on a normal back-to-back situation. But the Ducks, like, you look at some of the stats for Anaheim, had given up 50 or more shots 5 times this year, which is astounding. I think they'd given up 40 or more shots more than half the number of games this season. We're talking 25, 27 games on the year. They've given up at least 40 shots in a game. They've been outshot in 47 of their 57 games to date. They have 17 wins on the year, fewest in the league. Only 7 of those have come in regulation. So we're at the end of February, and they got 7 regulation wins. And I'm not into the betting scene, but I certainly saw something floating around that the Lightning tonight in this game were the highest betting odds ever for a favorite to win a game. And I'm not going to even pretend to explain exactly what those numbers mean, but if any of you are into that scene of anything, you'll know what I'm talking about. But they were the biggest overwhelming favorite and the odds makers in a regular season game in, I don't know how long, maybe ever. So if the Lightning had, let's put it in this perspective, had the Lightning lost this game, man, I would have had to shut off my mentions on Twitter. I would have had to shut them off, because everybody would have been saying, you can't lose this game. How can you lose to that team? You can't lose to that team. How come you lost this game? So there is a challenge there. And I know you're not going to get players, coaches to ever publicly say it, but they know they can't lose that game. And this, look, this is the National Hockey League. Every team has good players. Trevor Zegras is a terrific player. Still has some maturing to do as a player. Mason McTavish. You know, Troy Terry is absent. He was out of this game with an injury. He didn't play, but he's a good young player. Cam Fowler has been a really good defenseman for a number of years. You know, they added John Klingberg this year. They have Kevin Shattenkirk, who was with the Lightning a couple years ago and helped them win a Stanley Cup. Now, John Gibson didn't play this game tonight. I saw something from Mike Harrington, who brought up John Gibson's numbers this year in response to somebody who said John Gibson is an elite goaltender. You know what? I think John Gibson is an elite goaltender, but his goals against average is north of 4 and his save percentage is south of 900. Not elite numbers, but then you watch Anaheim play and you go, what? Those might be elite numbers. That's how bad of a team Anaheim is. So the Lightning could not lose this game on many levels. So you add all of that up, and it is a challenge. And in the first period, it was a bit of a challenge. You know, the Lightning got a power play in the opening minute of the game. Didn't score. Anaheim gets a couple of power play opportunities. Fortunately, they didn't cash in. There was one little flurry around the Tampa Bay net. I'm still not sure how the puck didn't go in. That could have put Anaheim up 1-0. And look, the even strength numbers, you know, the advanced numbers, and granted there were 4 power plays in the period, so there was only about 12 minutes of even strength time. But they heavily favored Tampa Bay. The shot attempts were 21-11, something along those lines. So the Lightning had the puck a lot, which you would expect them to do in a game and against an opponent like that. So they did have the puck a lot. Didn't do a lot with it. When they did, it seemed like they kept shooting. And the goalie tonight, the rookie, Lucas Dostal, they kept shooting to his glove, and he kept stopping him with his glove. Right, so there wasn't really good shot selection going on. They passed themselves out of a lot of shooting opportunities, turned into turnovers, you know, the things that can get this team into trouble, especially if you turn the puck over to, say, a Trevor Zegras, who can do a lot of magical things with the puck on a stick. So there was a danger in how that first period played out. The Lightning were off. Their power play was out of sync. Their gameplay was out of sync. And again, that lends itself to that first game back after a long road trip theory. It's not even a theory. Didn't have their legs under them a little bit. And you get out of it, it's a 0-0 game. And the shots on goal, this is another thing that sends me up a wall sometimes. The shot totals changed about 3 times from about the 17-minute mark until the start of the second period. They ended up being, shots on goal ended up being 12-9 in favor of Anaheim. At one point, they were 12-10. At one point, the Lightning had a 10-9 lead. Either way. And it's a 0-0 game. So it's a scoreless game. It's not even scoreless because 0-0 is a score. But you're in a tight game against an opponent that everybody outside says you can't lose this game. But you felt that they were going to come out in the second and correct themselves a little bit, and they did. And it was as dominant of a period as you're going to see. They score 4 goals in the span of 5 minutes and 55 seconds to take a 0-0 game into a 4-0 game in almost the blink of an eye. Nick Paul, Anthony Cirelli, Ross Colton, Zach Bogosian gets his first of the year. And they erupt.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Eric.
The shot totals in the second period were 22-1 in favor of the Lightning, and that one from Anaheim didn't come until a minute and change left in the period, and it was a grade A-er. And it took a grade A save from grade A plus save from Andre Vasilevsky to prevent Anaheim from scoring there. Trevor Zegras was, again, 5 feet above the crease, and Vasilevsky snared it with the glove. But it was a pure dominant period. And, you know, when I asked John Cooper after the game about what changed other than the goals going in, he did say that, you know, going back to shooting the puck into the glove, the goalie, he said, look, these are all NHL goalies. And if you allow them to see the puck, it's a good chance they're going to stop it. Excuse me. And that's kind of what was going on. So they tried to get more traffic in front, get the goalie to move east-west a little bit more, get some bodies in front, and, you know, that kind of changed the complexion of the game. And it took away some of the bad habits that they were dealing with in the first period and turned them into better habits in the second period, including shooting the puck. You know, again, looking at the advanced numbers and the advanced stats, the expected goals, just at even strength, this doesn't even count the power plays, because the Lightning did convert on the power play. The expected goals, the Lightning had 92% of the expected goals because Anaheim, again, according to Natural Stat Trick, at even strength, had a 0.11 expected goal rate. That is low. I mean, you can't get much lower than that. But when you don't have the puck, and I think Anaheim only had 9 shot attempts for the period, if that, might have had fewer than that. And it was the type of period the Lightning had to have. They had to have that. And I know that kind of sounds a little crazy in ways, but based on everything I just talked about the challenges of facing this team, they couldn't lose this game. Not at this point of the year. And look, Anaheim's beaten some teams this year. They beat Colorado in Denver. Right? They went toe-to-toe with Florida, and Florida's desperate for points. Had a 2-0 lead on the Panthers. So any team can beat any team on any given night, but I can't imagine what things would have looked like and how people would have felt about this team if they'd have lost this game. Well, they went out and did exactly what they needed to do and dominated a period and pulled away and, for lack of a better term, stepped on the throat of the Ducks and just pulled away in this game. Every player had a shot on goal in this game for Tampa Bay. Again, they finished with 40-plus shots because that's what Anaheim does. They give up a ton of shots. And here's the other interesting stat coming out of this game. 6 goals, 13 different players recorded a point. Only 3 players had multiple point nights. So that's a good sign you're spreading the offense around. Those 3 players, by the way, were Alex Killorn, who had a pair of assists. Ross Colton had a goal and an assist. And Nick Perbix had his second 3-assist game, as he does finish with 3 helpers in this one. Also had 3 assists in the game against the LA Kings in the final game before the All-Star break. So Nick Perbix, again, continues to just be the quiet performer for Tampa Bay. Just does little things well, makes good reads, makes good plays. It was a great pass he had to set up a goal by Anthony Cirelli. Cirelli was all by himself across the ice on top of the crease. Perbix found him with a perfect pass right on the blade of his stick. And Cirelli makes a quick move to his backhand and flips the puck into the back of the net. So again, 13 different players recorded a point tonight. Only 3 had multi-point nights. You got goals from Nick Paul, sets a career high as 17th. His first one in a while. It's funny, after the game, I asked him about, you know, reaching the 17-goal mark and a new career high. And he said, yeah, was sitting on 16 for a while. kind of squeezing the stick a little bit. He said he ran into Phil Esposito at dinner the other night, and Phil told him to shoot the puck more, which Phil once again mentioned to Nick as he was the first period intermission guest on the Lightning radio broadcast. Of course, Phil and Dave Mishkin do those calls, and Dave reminded him of that, or sorry, Phil reminded him of that, and Nick Paul ends up scoring a goal. You also get a goal from Ross Colt on the power play. You get a goal from Braden Point, to 200th career goal, second fastest player in franchise history to hit the 200 goal mark. Only Steven Stamkos did it in fewer games than Braden Point. You got a goal from Corey Perry. As I mentioned, the goal from Zach Bogosian, his first of the year, the Cirelli goal as well. And the Lightning did what they needed to do to pull away with a 6-0 victory against a team, again, they couldn't afford to lose to, and they didn't. They didn't. Now you've got a stretch coming up over the next couple of weeks where you're going to face Buffalo, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Florida, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Carolina. It's a tough stretch of games coming up for Tampa Bay. John Cooper mentioned after the game, if they want to, you know, kind of, you know, get on a little bit of a run here in terms of points, this is going to be tough. Tough little stretch, a good little stretch of games for the team here. A couple of back-to-backs thrown in there on the weekends. Again, that game at Buffalo is actually a makeup game from the game on December 23rd that was snowed out. So that's why there's an additional back-to-back in there. But you've got a tough stretch. And that starts on Thursday with Buffalo at home. Buffalo trying to keep themselves in the playoff race, actually have a pretty good foot in the door, to be honest, based on their points percentage. They have a ton of games in hand on the teams in front of them. So Buffalo's here on Thursday, and they had a tough one at home. They wanted to make a statement, if you will. They wanted to, you know, put themselves on the right foot as they hosted the Toronto Maple Leafs. And of course, the Maple Leafs just acquired Ryan O'Reilly and Noel Achari, and they got waxed. I think the game was already, it might have been 4-0, definitely 3-0 before the Sabres had a shot on goal. And you can imagine how things are going in Toronto when Ryan O'Reilly ends up with a hat trick in this game. So it was enough tough night for the Sabres in this one. So they're going to have that on their mind as they fly down here tomorrow to face the Lightning. I say tomorrow, on Wednesday, ahead of Thursday's game, where, again, they're going to want to make a statement. They've looked at the Lightning the last couple years as a team that's beaten the pulp out of them for too long. And they want to get back. They want to get... The Lightning are the team they feel they need to beat to prove something to themselves. So that's what the Lightning are going to be facing on Thursday. A much different situation than what they faced against the Ducks. The Ducks are just like, eh, how are we going to lose this game? Right? It just kind of feels that's where the Ducks are at. How are we going to lose this next game coming up? And Buffalo is like, how are we going to find a way to win this game to stay in the playoff chase? And they are in the playoff chase. There might be 6 or 7 teams fighting for 2 spots. Because you have Florida, Pittsburgh, the Islanders, Buffalo, Detroit's in that conversation. You could even say potentially Ottawa is in that conversation. So you've got a bunch of teams. It's much better than last year where you knew the 8 teams by December. And Buffalo's right in the mix of that. Tage Thompson is having another fantastic year for them. They have goaltending questions. Uke Pekalune was in net tonight, against the Leafs and was pulled. So they have that kind of going against them a little bit. But with Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power on the back end, 2 number 1 overall picks, you know, the Sabres are a team on the rise. and they're looking to make a statement this year. So that's what the Lightning have facing them on Thursday, which is going to be a much different task than they faced against the Anaheim Ducks. And we'll see how they handle that situation coming up on Thursday when they host the Buffalo Sabres. All right, that's going to wrap it up for me. Those are my post-game thoughts after Tampa Bay does knock off the Anaheim Ducks by a score of 6-3. Hey, leave me a good 5-star review on the old podcast here, if you don't mind. It certainly helps raise the profile of this podcast. It just takes a minute to kind of hit that 5-star review. And, any other comments you want to make with, especially on Apple, it means a lot to do that on Apple. So, be sure if you have the time to do that as well. If you're not a subscriber to my website, use the code podcast when you sign up. $10 off the first year of a yearly subscription. Again, that is at lightninginsider.com. The pregame skate show with myself and Bobby the Chief Taylor airs 1 hour before every Lightning game. For home games, we are at Cigar City Brewing Tap Room, which is outside of Amalie Arena on Thunder Alley there. Come by and say hi. I'm usually there about 5:30. We're on the air at 6. That's on the Strike 102.5 HD Channel 2 for those who have HD-capable radios. And, of course, it's always streaming at Lightning Radio 24/7 on the new official Tampa Bay Lightning team app. We're also on the air for road games 1 hour before puck drop. Obviously, that's not live from Cigar City, but we are on the air 1 hour before puck drop for road games as well. So make sure you check that out. And as always, thanks for all the support and everything else that you guys have given me through the years. And we'll talk soon.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.